So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak first discussed the Shevach HaKiris, the seven questions that Bezdin asks the Eidim regarding the time and place of the incident. The Mishnah then continues with Bedikis. Bezdin also questions the Eidim about other relevant details of the incident. For example, in the murder case, they would ask them, Makirin Atem Eisai, do you recognize the victim whether he was a Jew or a non-Jew? Hitarzemboy, did you warn the Ritzach that this act is forbidden and punishable with Misa? And the Braisa adds, Kibul Olav Hasra, did the Ritzach accept the Hasra by stating that he is aware that murder is forbidden, but he will do it anyway? Hitar Atzmoy LeMisa, did the Ritzach state that he is aware that murder is punishable with Misa, but he will do it anyway? Hemis Betech Kedei Dibur, did the Ritzach commit the murder right after the Hasra within the time that it takes to greet someone? As Rashi explains, Shemshal Ach Hasra, Yismech Dei Dibur, Ikalameh Meshekvar Shachach Hasra. If the Ritzach waited for more than a Kedei Dibur after the Hasra, he's not put to death because perhaps he had already forgotten the Hasra. Ha'ivet Avay Dezara, Esmi Avid Ubama Avid. In the case of one who worshipped Avay Dezara, which Avay Dezara was it, and in what way did he worship it? The Gemara proceeds with Minayin LaHasra Min HaTorah. What is the Torah's source for Hasra? Bezdin punishes a person with Misa or Malkus only if he was warned that the act he is about to do is forbidden and punishable with Misa or Malkus, and he nevertheless went ahead and knowingly committed the Avera. Ula says the source is in the Pasuk V'isha Sheyikech HaSachese Bas Avav Oy Vas Imay V'ra Esar Vasa. Atu B'ri'i Italia Milsa Ela Achi Ru'u Taimish Shel Davar. Since there is no Isra in seeing alone, the word V'ra teaches that the transgressor must be shown the severity of his act. And Eina Inyan Lekaris Tenei Inyan Lamalkus. Although for Achayse there is no Mises Bezin, only Karis, and Asra is not required for Karis, which is B'dei Shemayim, because as Rashi explains, to Kami Shemayah Galyim Shagihu Aymezid, in heaven they know whether or not he committed Aver knowingly. Therefore we must say that the Pasuk required Hasra for Achayse only regarding Malkus, which is administered by Bezin. And this is a source that Hasra is required for Malkus. The Bechizki Tana, the source is in the Pasuk V'chiyazid Ishal Re'eu Lahargoy Ba'arma. The Pasuk implies that the Ritzach was known to be a Mezid before he killed. It must be because Shehistri Boy, Vadayin Hu Mezid, he was warned and he immediately went ahead and killed his victim. This is a source that Hasra is required for his punishment of Saif. The Beir Bishmol Tana, the source is in the Pasuk HaMoitzim Oitzim Mekoshish Eitzim. The word HaMoitzim implies that after they found him, he continued to chop or collect the wood, and this teaches Shehistri Boy, Vadayin Hu Mekoshish. The Mekoshish was warned, and he was Mechal Shabbos knowingly. This is a source that Hasra is required for his punishment of Eskila. The Beir Rebbe Tana, the source in the Pasuk of Naira HaMarasa, Al Dvar She'ina Es Eishes Re'ehu. The word Dvar teaches Al Iski Dibur. He is punished with Eskila because he received a verbal Hasra. And the other Mises are derived from these by Kal V'chaimer. The Gemara now proceeds with the Torah source for Hitar Atzmei LeMisa. Bezdin executes a person only if he accepted the Hasra and stated that he is aware that the Saver is punishable with Misa, but he will do it anyway. The Pasuk states, Al Pishnaim Eidim Ashleisha Eidim Yumas Ames. The words Yumas Ames implies that he was already considered dead before he was executed, and this comes to teach Achayatar Atzma LeMisa. He really gave up his life to commit the Avera. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chanan, Eidin Nair Marasa Shehuzmu Ein Narogin. If two witnesses testified that a woman who had accepted Kedushim was Mizana, and they were then found to be Zayman, they testified falsely, they're not executed, even though Eidim Zayman are usually punished with the same punishment they wanted to impose upon the defendant. In this case, they are potter because the Eidim Zayman can claim that we only intended to forbid her to her husband, but we did not intend to have her executed. And therefore, since if the Eidim are Zayman, that cannot be executed. Therefore, if the Eidim are not Zayman, the Nair Marasa cannot be executed either, because the Havila Eidus Shiatu Yechalazima B'lehava Eidus. A testimony in which the Eidim cannot be punished with Kashra Zamam is void. The Gemara explains that Rav Chanan's halacha is applicable only in the case of an Isha Chaveira, a learned woman, who does not require Hasra according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, and therefore the Eidim can claim Lo Yisrael B'ayelabanu because they did not give her Hasra. However, in the case of a simple woman who does require Hasra, Neragin, Metech Shneragin, Afi Neragis. If the Eidim are Zayman, they are executed, and if they are not Zayman, she is executed. And the Eidim cannot claim Lo Yisra Abay Labanu because since they gave her Hasra, it is obvious that they intended for her to be executed. The Mishnah taught Kol Amar B'Bedikas HaRezim Meshubach. Maisa Bodik Ben Zakei B'Ukze Te'inim. A bezin that increases the amount of Bedikas is praiseworthy. And there was an incident in which Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakei asked Eidim in the case of a murder that occurred under a fig tree whether the stems of the figs were thick or thin. The Mishnah inquires, Ma ben chakiris le bedikis? What is the difference between chakiris and bedikis? And the Mishnah explains, chakiris, echer ame any idea, edusim betela. If one witness says he does not know the answer, their testimonies are void. Because as the Gemara explains, the Havila Eidus Shiyat Yochal Azima, the Chakiris which refer to the time and place are required for Azama, and since the Eidim cannot be proven to be Zayman, their testimony is void. Regarding Bedikas, however, Echad Oimer En Yedea V'Afila Shnayim Oimer En On Yoydin, Eidusin Kayemes, if one or even both say they do not know, their testimony is valid because Eidus Shiyat Yochal Azima, the Bedikas which refer to the other details are not required for Azama, and since the Eidim can be proven to be Zayman, their testimony is valid. However, regarding both Chakiris and Bedikas, if the two Eidim contradict each other, their testimony is void because the Pasuk states, the two testimonies must be the same. However, if Chizdik qualifies which Hakash and Bedikas nullifies their testimony, in a murder case, if the contradiction is in the type of weapon, one says it was a sword while the other says an axe, the testimony is void because the Hakash is in the main detail of the incident. However, if the contradiction was in the color of the Ritzach's clothing, one says they were black while the other one says they were white, their testimony is valid because the Akash is not in the main detail of the incident. The Gemara concludes, however, according to Rabbi Yechon Mitzakeh, who is Baidik Be'uktzei Tainim, we must say that there is no distinction, and even if the Akash is in a minor detail, in Zanachin, because Bedikas ke Chakiris Mashvalei, he considers Bedikas like Chakiris, and regarding Chakiris, we say Edusim Betele, even though the Akash is not in the main detail of the actual incident, only in the time and place. The Mishnah now elaborates on Hakash of Chakiris. Echarem B'Shnayim B'Chaydish, Echarem B'Shleish B'Chaydish, Edusim Kayemes. If one aide says the incident occurred on the second day of the month, while the other aide says on the third day of the month, their testimony is valid, because Shazei Yedevi Iburi Shachaydish, Bezeini Devi Iburi Shachaydish. Both aidim actually referred to the same day. But the one who said Shnayim knew that the previous month was 30 days, and he counted the current month from a day later, while the one who said Shleisha assumed that the previous month was 29 days, and he counted the current month from a day earlier. However, Echadim B'Shleisha V'Echadim B'Chamisha Edusim B'Tela. If one says on the third day and the other says on the fifth day, the testimony is void because they refer to different days. Similarly, if one aide says the incident occurred in the second hour of the day, while the other aide said in the third hour, the testimony is valid because the toy in Shibachi, people sometimes miscalculate by 1 hour, and they're both referring to the same hour. However, if one says in the third hour, while the other says in the fifth hour, their testimony is void because people do not miscalculate by 2 hours and they are not referring to the same hour. Rabbi Huda Omer Kayemes really disagrees and says their testimony is valid because people sometimes do miscalculate by 2 hours and they're referring to the same hour. If one says in the fifth hour while the other says in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Huda agrees that their testimony is void because people do not mistake these hours because in the fifth hour the sun is in the east and in the seventh hour the sun is in the west.